Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. I'm commenting on what David Lammy said today. So he's the Deputy Prime Minister of the United Kingdom and Secretary of State for Justice and Lord Chancellor, to put it the other way around. Deputy PM is a rather non-job, but you know the other one's the one he's really doing. Used to be Secretary for Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Affairs. So Mr. Lammy is a big beast of the Labour Party, and he's been an MP since the year 2000. Representing Tottenham. I recall after the referendum where 52% of people voted in the United Kingdom to leave the European Union, he said, we don't have to do this, and suggested Parliament should go against the settled will of the people. Technically, he was correct. Parliament was not legally obliged to give effect to the referendum, but the entire purpose of the referendum was to decide what was going to happen. As David Cameron said, you will decide, and every politician I've ever heard of said, whatever most people vote for, that's what we're going to do. Most of us to remain, we'll remain. Most of us to leave, we'll leave. And indeed, it was 52% voted leave, a higher share of the vote than any party's got in any election since 1935. And so that was it. Despite the many massive advantages the Remain camp had, leave won. You know, Remain had almost every newspaper except the Telegraph on their side. They had the broadcast media on their side, the civil service. They had all the political parties except the UK Independence Party. Even the majority of Conservative MPs Remainers, even two-thirds of the Tory cabinet was Remain. And they had foreign governments interfering all the time, President Obama even. So they had the government misuse taxpayers' money to send EU propaganda to people. So it was Project Fear. Despite that, the British people refused to be intimidated and they reclaimed their freedom. Now, the European Union is not terrible. It's not evil. I'm not suggesting that. But I want it out. I'm very glad we're out. I want Republic of Ireland. I want us to withdraw. I want us to rejoin the United Kingdom. Now, I'm not delusional. I realise that the EU is very popular in the Irish Republic. About 80% of us want to stay in. And I realise almost nobody else wants us to dissolve the Republic and rejoin the United Kingdom. So the Liberal Democrats, even they, in the 2017 election, said that they would leave the UK out of the European Union, subject to a second referendum on the terms of the deal. But Labour was going to leave. That was in 2017. That was going to be it. They had a more tortured policy in 2019, very tricky for them. Okay. And the Liberal Democrat policy was crystal clear in 2019. Cancel that Article 50, stay in the European Union permanently, unconditionally. Okay. So the Liberal Democrats, they love referenda because they always lose elections. And they were the first major party to demand a referendum on EU membership. Well, be careful what you wish for. You may get it, because they got it. And then they can't take it. They can't live with it that they lost that election. So somehow it doesn't count. So it shows you how anti-democratic these Euro fanatics are. Whenever the European Union wins a referendum on deeper integration, that's it. It can never, ever be done again. It's a one-way ratchet. But when they lose, all of a sudden, democracy doesn't count. So you see how bigoted, hypocritical and illogical they are. Now, there were plausible arguments to remaining. And there are some benefits to leaving, and there are some significant disbenefits. And leaving hasn't been as triumphant as I was hoping. It certainly hasn't been catastrophic, whatever some of the Ramoners will pretend. And there is an economic cost to leaving. I accept that, and I knew that. There was economic expert consensus back in 2016. Now, I've never studied economics, so I go along with those who've had. I'm open to believing what they say. I know it's in an exact science. If it shrunk the economy 1%, I'd live with that. If it was 10%, I'd live with that. If it was 50%, I wouldn't. You know, I'm not an absolutist on withdrawing. So there's always been this idea that the Labour government would try and stealthily take the United Kingdom back into the European Union. And there's evidence that that's the case. Yeah. So then Lammy said rejoin the European Union. Okay. But he didn't even say about a second referendum. But I don't object to him saying what that. I mean, it's obviously going to be rocket fuel to reform UK, although I don't want to see them win. But that he represents a major body of opinion. The opinion polls are right. A majority of people would vote to rejoin. The trouble is, on what terms? The European Union would say we had to pay more money into us, and you might have to scrap the pound sterling, use the euro as your currency, join Schengen, which I know is not strictly an EU thing, Schengen, and you're never allowed to leave again, or whatever. Starmer says that economic growth is the most important thing that the government's trying to achieve. And if rejoining the EU would achieve that, then it's difficult for Osama to resist that argument. Remember, the 27 member states, even one of them could veto the United Kingdom rejoining. The Cypriots might say to give up the military base in Cyprus. Spain might say you have to give back Gibraltar. Republic of Ireland might say you have to leave Northern Ireland. But I mean, I think Republic, in a sense, we don't really want the North, and so on. Okay, so there's an idea of rejoining the single market, not joining the European Union as such. So then they share laws, and it makes it simpler trading goods and services. Okay. But there are also side deals. You can, it's a pick and mix. Norway accepts some European laws and not others, likewise Switzerland, likewise Turkey, and things like that. So the Liberal Democrats want a customs union, but then you have to completely agree with their standards. I mean, I think the benefit Brexit's, but Brexit's been such an undersold idea. It's been very, very poor publicity and advertising by Brexiteers shouting at the rooftop about the gains of these trade deals. Because when you do a trade deal with the European Union, you have to take into account, well, France, Spain, Italy, they export a lot of wine. What's the deal about wine if we're selling to the United States or China? The United Kingdom produces very, very little wine, so wine's not an important part of it, Or other countries produce tons of whatever that the UK doesn't. I mean, it's going to be reindeer meatballs and just, I think, manufactured goods, like Italy produces loads of leather goods, and the UK wouldn't have to be concerned about putting that. It's going to go to suit the United Kingdom, not suit the whole European Union. I know you might say, yeah, but you've got more bargaining powers, you're a bigger entity. That's true, but then you don't take into account the United Kingdom's particularities. You have to be concerned about things which matter to other EU states, would not matter to the United Kingdom. Turkey's in the customs union but doesn't have the free movement of people, but there are exemptions. Their customs union is inapplicable with regard to foodstuffs, of which they produce so many, because partly because it flood the EU market, and certain services and so forth. So it's preposterous to say that in order to trade with people, you have to be absorbed into that political entity. You don't. The United Kingdom trades with Japan, it hasn't become part of Japan. It trades with Brazil, it hasn't joined Brazil, united with Brazil. It's preposterous. And there are pros to cons to doing this. So I know that the Euro fanatics have not given up hope of the United Kingdom rejoining the EU. And it might happen. I mean, not in the immediate future. I think Labour obviously concluded that was calamitous. The lack of clarity that in 2019 was very difficult for them to do, because majority of Labour voters voted to remain. Almost every Labour MP voted to remain, but they couldn't lose a third of their voters who voted to leave. The only way Labour could win in 2019 was get everybody who voted for them previous time to vote for them, plus a few more. And so that's why they were doing the splits between the two positions. Labour's preposterous policy was to negotiate a Brexit deal with the European Union, hold a second referendum, and the options being stay in the EU unconditionally or leave on the basis of the deal Labour had just negotiated, and Labour would campaign against their own deal. So it would incentivize Labour, the European Union, giving the Labour government an absolutely terrible deal to make as unattractive as possible and so forth. That's it. I'm not in principle against cooperation with the European Union or any entity. It depends on the terms of it. I'm not a complete headbanger Brexiteer. Goodness, they're saying, well, what would make me want to come back in? If we get some control of immigration and maybe, not having to accept all the laws and to pay in any money whatsoever, and the right to leave at any moment, it'd be difficult to persuade me to rejoin. The European Union have to persuade, do a lot. I mean, the UK, I think, would be welcome back in, because it would be the ultimate vindication of the European Union, and then nobody would ever, ever leave. Seems to me no one's even talking about leaving other member states. Denmark used to be one of the most Eurosceptic ones. I remember them voting no. It was at June 1992 to Maastricht. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecarlin7@gmail.com. Goodbye. Bye.